Welcome to the latest episode of the Colorado Counseling Podcast, brought to you by the compassionate team at Overcomers Counseling. Today, we're unpacking a question that resonates with many. Is he afraid of losing you? Through our discussion, we'll examine the signs and signals that may suggest a partner's underlying fear of separation. Stay tuned as we explore these markers, share insights from our counseling experience, and provide guidance on how to address these feelings constructively. One of the subtle signs that he might be afraid of losing you is reflected in how he communicates when you're not together. If your phone frequently lights up with messages or calls from him, checking in more often than usual, or seeking to keep the conversation going for hours, it's a signal that your absence is felt deeply. Another telling sign is his willingness to engage in open discussions about fears and vulnerabilities. If he starts sharing his insecurities or expressing concerns about the future of the relationship, it's often because he values the connection deeply and fears its loss. This vulnerability can also lead him to seek constant reassurance and validation from you. He might ask whether you're happy in the relationship or if there's anything more he can do to make you feel loved. These conversations, while sometimes intense, are his way of navigating through his fears, looking for affirmations that his feelings are reciprocated and that the relationship stands on solid ground. One of the emotional indicators that he might be afraid of losing you is an increase in affection and attentiveness. This can manifest as more frequent hugs, thoughtful gestures, or verbal affirmations of love and appreciation than usual. It's as if with every act of kindness, he's trying to anchor you more securely to him, fearing that without these constant reminders, the bond might weaken. Additionally, expressions of insecurity about where the relationship is headed might become more common. Behaviorally, heightened jealousy or possessiveness can also be a sign that he fears losing you. This might show up as unease or irritation when you spend time with others, or an increased interest in knowing where you are and who you're with. While on the surface, these behaviors could seem like a lack of trust, they're often rooted in the fear of being replaced or deemed unnecessary in your life. Such actions, though potentially smothering, are his way of trying to keep the relationship secure, driven by the worry that if not vigilant, he might lose you to someone else or something else that captures your attention and affection more fully. When someone is afraid of losing a significant other, their behavior often shifts towards making the most of every moment spent together. This can manifest as an increased desire to plan activities or simply be in the same space, even if it means adjusting their own schedule or foregoing other commitments. It's as though each shared experience is a precious commodity, reinforcing the bond and creating memories that anchor the relationship more firmly. This attempt to spend more time together isn't merely about enjoyment. It's a tangible expression of their fear of separation and a demonstration of prioritizing the relationship above all else. Moreover, this apprehension about the potential loss may drive a person to put considerable effort into improving the relationship or addressing any lingering issues head-on. Suddenly, they might become more attentive to your needs, express a genuine interest in resolving misunderstandings, or actively seek ways to enhance the quality of the relationship. This shift often includes a newfound curiosity about your day-to-day activities, signaling a deeper engagement with your life. The concept of fear in relationships often traces back to the principles of attachment theory, an area of psychology that explores the nature of emotional bonds between individuals. This theory suggests that the attachment styles we develop in early childhood can significantly influence our behavior and feelings in adult relationships. These styles include secure, anxious, avoidant, and disorganized attachment, each presenting unique patterns and challenges. Individuals with secure attachment tend to have a positive view of themselves and their relationships. They feel comfortable with intimacy and independence, balancing the two in healthy ways. This attachment style is associated with stable and long-lasting relationships, where communication and trust are strong. People with secure attachment can manage fears and vulnerabilities effectively, offering and receiving support when needed. On the other hand, those with anxious attachment often experience a fear of abandonment and may seek constant validation and closeness from their partners. Their relationships might be marked by high emotional intensity and insecurity, making it hard for them to feel fully assured in the bond. Anxious individuals might overanalyze their partner's actions or words, leading to cycles of conflict and reconciliation as they attempt to alleviate their fears. Avoidant attachment is characterized by a discomfort with closeness and a preference for emotional distance in relationships. Individuals with this style may prioritize their independence and self-sufficiency, sometimes at the expense of intimacy. They might perceive expressions of vulnerability or need as weaknesses, pushing their partners away to avoid feeling constrained. Meanwhile, disorganized attachment manifests as a mix of avoidant and anxious behaviors, leading to unpredictable and often chaotic relationship dynamics. These people struggle with trust and may find it challenging to maintain stable connections due to their fluctuating needs for closeness and space. Each attachment style shapes how individuals perceive and react to fear within their relationships, influencing their capacity for connection and resilience in the face of challenges. In the world of attachment styles, the fear of loss manifests uniquely, painting a vivid picture of how deeply our early experiences shape our adult relationships. Take, for instance, a person with an anxious attachment style. For them, a simple unanswered text can spiral into a narrative of abandonment. They might spend hours crafting a message meant to rekindle the connection, or in contrast, decide to confront their partner about the perceived distance. Their actions, driven by the dread of losing their significant other, often stem from past experiences where they felt left behind or unimportant. This fear not only colors their perception of current events, but also pushes them to seek constant reassurance, making their emotional world a roller coaster of highs and lows. On the flip side, someone with an avoidant attachment style interprets the fear of loss differently. Imagine a scenario where they start feeling too close or too needed by their partner. This proximity triggers a deep-seated urge to flee, a protective mechanism honed from years of equating intimacy with loss of freedom or self. Thus, they might begin to withdraw, creating space through silence or focusing intensely on hobbies that don't involve their partner. While on the surface, this behavior seems to stem from a desire for independence, it's actually a preemptive strike against the vulnerability that comes with deep connections. Their actions create a self-fulfilling prophecy where they end up alone, not because they desire solitude, but because they fear the pain of being left first. And with that, we're at a brief pause in our Colorado Counseling Podcast. Before we continue our engaging conversation, let's pause for a moment to acknowledge the dedicated professionals at Overcomers Counseling. At Overcomers Counseling, you'll find a team of experienced therapists dedicated to providing tailored therapy and counseling services designed to meet your individual needs and goals. We create a safe, supportive space where you're encouraged to speak freely, promoting personal development and healing. If you're feeling overwhelmed or know someone in need of support, please reach out. Visit us at overcomewithus.com or call 719-345-2424 for more information on our empathetic approach to therapy and to begin your path to overcoming challenges today. Now, let's return to our meaningful discussion here on the Colorado Counseling Podcast. The impact of fear within the dynamics of a relationship can unfold in numerous ways, some of which can surprisingly contribute to its strength and depth. When partners face their fears together, acknowledging and working through them, it can significantly reinforce their emotional connection. This shared vulnerability opens up avenues for genuine communication and mutual support, laying down a stronger foundation built on trust and understanding. The process of facing and overcoming fears together not only tests the bonds, but can also strengthen them, fostering a sense of unity and shared purpose. On the flip side, fear can also lead to negative outcomes that may strain or even damage a relationship. The anxiety about losing one another or about potential threats to the relationship can manifest as clinginess or codependency, where one or both partners excessively rely on the other for emotional support, validation, or identity. This imbalance can create a suffocating environment, stifling individual growth and leading to resentment. Unchecked fear can escalate into toxic behaviors such as manipulation, excessive control, or jealousy. These behaviors not only erode trust, but can also create a cycle of negativity that's difficult to break, pushing the relationship into a state of distress rather than one of mutual respect and love. Acknowledging fears without allowing them to dictate the course of the relationship is crucial. By doing so, partners can work towards creating a balanced, healthy relationship that thrives on mutual respect, understanding, and love, rather than one overshadowed by insecurity and dependency. Addressing his fear of loss begins with open and honest communication about fears and anxieties. Initiating these conversations can be challenging, but it's vital to approach them with sensitivity and care. Start by choosing a calm and comfortable setting where you both feel safe to open up. It's helpful to use I statements to express your feelings and concerns without placing blame. For example, saying, "I feel worried when," rather than, "You make me feel worried because." This method encourages a more constructive dialogue and reduces the likelihood of defensive reactions. Ensuring that these discussions happen at a time when both partners are not already stressed or distracted can lead to more meaningful and productive conversations. Setting healthy boundaries is another critical aspect of managing fears in a relationship. Boundaries help define what is acceptable and what is not, ensuring that both partners feel respected and understood. Begin by reflecting on your own needs and limits. Once you have a clear understanding, communicate these to your partner clearly and assertively. It's essential to be specific about your boundaries. This conversation should be reciprocal, allowing both partners to express their needs and concerns. Building trust and security within the relationship forms the cornerstone of addressing fears of loss. This can be achieved through consistent actions and behaviors that reinforce your commitment to each other. Regularly engaging in activities that both partners enjoy can strengthen the bond and create shared memories, serving as a reminder of your connection. Additionally, practicing transparency, keeping promises, and showing appreciation for each other are simple yet effective strategies for building trust. These efforts contribute to a solid foundation, making the relationship more resilient to fears and insecurities. Recognizing when fear of loss transitions from a natural concern to a catalyst for unhealthy behaviors is crucial for the well-being of a relationship. Signs that professional help might be needed include persistent anxiety, depression, or actions that significantly impact daily life and interactions, such as extreme jealousy, surveillance behaviors, or an inability to spend time apart without distress. When these patterns emerge, they not only strain the relationship, but can also hinder personal growth and happiness. Seeking therapy or counseling offers numerous benefits in addressing the fear of loss and associated behaviors within a relationship. Professionals can provide a neutral space for individuals or couples to explore their feelings, fears, and behaviors without judgment. Therapy offers strategies for coping with anxiety, improving communication skills, and rebuilding trust. It also helps individuals understand the root of their fears, whether they stem from past relationships, personal insecurities, or other underlying issues. Individual therapy can be beneficial for exploring personal fears and behaviors in a confidential setting, while couples therapy focuses on improving communication and understanding between partners. Additionally, support groups offer a sense of community and understanding from others facing similar challenges. Each approach has its unique benefits, and a professional can help determine the most appropriate type of therapy or combination of therapies based on individual or couple's needs. And that wraps up today's insightful episode of the Colorado Counseling Podcast, brought to you by the compassionate team at Overcomers Counseling. If you're feeling inspired by today's topic, or if you're seeking support on your personal journey, Overcomers Counseling is ready to stand by your side. With a dedicated team passionate about your growth and recovery, they offer the guidance and resources you need to transform challenges into stepping stones. To learn more about how they can assist you, visit overcomewithus.com or connect with them directly at 719-345-2424. Your journey to overcoming begins with reaching out. Thank you for joining us on the Colorado Counseling Podcast.